Good morning. Good morning. Welcome to another edition of Facebook One. Right back at the
feet. Telling me that I can be more and more of who I am. It's the power that says it can. Open up to the passion in me. It's a call to rise that's calling me. To wake up to what I want.
Enjoyed the Success Songs original composition. For music and words that create powerful moments in your day, go to successsongs.com and hear life from a higher vibration.
Yes, we hope you did enjoy our theme song called My Time. Monty, you still there?
I'm here.
Okay, great. Yeah, my switchboard, my computer froze on me for a moment, and I'll be pulling my switchboard back up to get into our content for today. But I'm glad to have you help. You know, co-hosting the show again today. And how's your week starting off?
It's going real good. Actually, we're not in Winston-Salem where we live. We're in another town visiting family and friends. And gives us an opportunity to be in another environment to share what we do with other people. So it's starting off real well.
Oh, that's great, great. You know, it's good to be able to be on the road and travel about. And again, with today's technology, no matter as we travel and move about, we're still able to get things done that we need to be able to get done. And, you know, there's some exciting things happening in YTB as we're moving forward in terms of the company and all the things that are going on. And, you know, YTB's been in the news a lot lately. There's been numerous stories written about YTB from a Wall Street perspective. And for those out there listening, go to AOL.com. And when you get to AOL.com, go to AOL Finance. And in the search box, type in YTB International. And when you do that, it'll bring up information about the company, what's going on. Just one article called YTB, Wall Street's New Online Travel Darling, in which they're predicting, based on the way the company is moving, the future of this company, that it's a company of destiny, a company of greatness, and that it's very important that people take advantage of an opportunity from one or two perspectives. One perspective is investing in YTB stock or getting involved in the business, and you get involved in the business and you reach a certain level in the business, the company gives you $50,000 worth of YTB stock, which can be worth anywhere from $1 to $3 million in the next 3 to 5 years. So that's some exciting stuff that's taking place with that. And Monty, could you get and share with us? I mean, you have that Security Exchange Commission background from marketing mutual funds and other stuff. Could you share with us again why I'm pulling up stuff I need on a computer, the significance of that?
Yeah, I went on AOL site yesterday myself, and there were all sorts of articles on there about YTB, and one of the articles was talking about YTB reported their revenue, 2007 revenue, and it had actually tripled. The revenue that the company produced tripled in the year 2007, and all of this is just all of these articles and information is coming together to tell us and to tell everybody that this company is poised for greatness. All of the everything is lining up now, and if you think about a business, the most important thing that that business can have in place is a distribution network. And why is that so important? Well, the more outlets that you have, the more opportunities you have to sell or move your product or service. And YTB, using the network marketing system, is positioning itself to become actually the largest travel agency in the world. And the goal is to be there by 2010, but this thing is moving so fast. And then getting back to the Securities and Exchange Commission, well, a company can be no more real than being able to sell stock. And just to be able to position yourself, your company, to be able to do that, it just takes a lot of work, because you're going to be investigated so intensely that everything that's good or bad is going to show up. And all of that information actually determines if you're going to be able to sell shares of stock. And the company will be moving to one of the national markets. Right now the stock trades on the over-the-counter market, and we'll be moving to a national market real, real soon. So everything is moving in the direction that Coach and his team has actually put in place. So everything is moving in the right direction. Hey, if you're out there listening, you better get on board, get in here now, because one day it's the opportunity is never going to shut down, but those that are in now are going to be the ones that do really well. So I encourage you to get on board right now as this thing is developing and happening.
Yeah, that's so important. I mean, you know, the company's in a growth and expansion stage, and as I always been sharing with people the last couple of weeks, what I'm calling a Microsoft moment. And, you know, if people could get in a time machine and go back in time and get with Bill Gates when he started Microsoft, I'm pretty sure most people that have, you know, a little bit of sense, you know, if some kind of way to do that, you know, would go and do that, and, you know, because they know they would be filthy rich. Well, you know, that's the same kind of phenomena, you know, as you just shared, you know, from the point of view of understanding stocks and securities and all of that, is happening with this company. And for those that are in the business already, don't miss your moment. Don't want to be saying, you know, years from now, hey, man, you know, I was in that, you know, something happened. It got past me. I heard it best the other day when I was on a call and a person was sharing why having a sense of urgency and doing all that you need to do to take advantage of this window of opportunity. The person said if you took and committed yourself for the next 90 days to work and get all that you could get done, they're not ignoring your bills and all of those things, but your bills that you're going to have 90 days from now, those bills, you're going to still have them bills. But if you do what you need to do in this business 90 days from now, you can approach them differently. So too often, you know, people get sidetracked by the moments that they're going through and feel as though, well, I got this, you know, I got that, and I got to do this, and, you know, I'll do that YTB thing, you know, when I get these things resolved. Well, you're going to still have to resolve those things 90 days from now anyway. So you might as well go on and sacrifice. Do what you need to do to position yourself for greatness so that when those other 90 days come, you can approach that situation different. And with that in mind, I'm going to bring up a short presentation called Born to be Great. Born to be Great. We're all born to be great. And I want people to listen to this presentation, and then after this presentation, Monticello is going to tie that into what Robert Kiyosaki talks about in terms of the cash flow quadrant. And the selection I'm bringing up now is called Born to be Great.
For 10 days in a row, I want you to listen to this information once a day until it becomes burned into your brain. And that's not 10 times in one day. I want you to do it for 10 days in a row, and on the 11th day, you will be a changed person. I want you to listen to me very carefully. By the way, my name is Mark Yarnell. You were born to be great, and that's not hype. The only people who have the courage to enter network marketing, which is the most competitive field in capitalism in North America, the most competitive continent on the planet, are the people who are cognitively and neurologically hardwired to earn millions of dollars. But you need to understand one important rule before you can raise your personal bar. Few people ever figure this out on their own. So listen very carefully, listen closely, and think about what I say very, very intelligently. Mull this over in your brain. Once you get it, it's all over. You will go to a radical income very, very fast. Here it is. If anyone has ever accomplished anything, you can too. If anyone has ever accomplished anything, you can too. When my friend Rocky Blyer first got back from Vietnam, he was told he would never walk again, let alone run. Instead, through personal commitment, he soon scored a winning touchdown in the Super Bowl as a walk-on player drafted by the NFL with zero NFL experience. You see, I've heard the argument, well, I couldn't win a golf tournament, I couldn't score a touchdown. Let me tell you something, folks, you can do anything. Even crippled people can compete in the most demanding professional sport in North America once they realize one fact. It's been done, so they can do it too. Now, all these stories you've heard about country guys like me making millions, retired 78-year-old butchers like Jimmy Smith, and poor immigrants like Costa earning millions of dollars a year in MLM are true. And you know what? We only have one advantage that you're about to have when this call is over and you've listened to it enough to appropriate it for yourself. We figured out that if other people had ever earned over $100,000 a month, we could too. Hey, if anybody had earned $1 million a month, we could too. Hey, it's already been done. that means it can be done again. If you couldn't do it, if you didn't have the potential, if you weren't cognitively hardwired to make that kind of money, you would have never gotten into this industry. You would have never had the courage to be a networker. That's what takes courage. Remember the song by America years ago called Tin Man? Remember that famous line? Oz never did give nothing to the Tin Man that he didn't already have. Well, I want to give you something that you already have. I'm giving you permission to earn $100,000 a month. Anyone who tells you that you can't is a rotten liar, a dream stealer. Don't listen to them. Remember, if anyone has ever done anything, you can too. And now that all the secrets of all those so many people, how they did it, all the winners are available to you and to your whole downline through our Holy Grail training, you can do it much faster. Now you know how they did it. You've always had the courage, the heart, and the brains, just like the Tin Man and the Lion and the Scarecrow. Now I'm giving you permission. Listen to me carefully. You were born to be great and earn millions. You've now got permission. Get after it.
All right, Monty, what do you think about that message? God says we're born to be great to be able to earn millions. You want to tie that into Robert Kiyosaki's piece and just, you know, share your commentary on what we just, you know, what the listening audience just heard?
Okay. Can you hear me, Sadawi?
Yeah, I can hear you.
Okay. First, I want to say, he said something real simple but real powerful. He said, if it's been done before, it can be done again. Think about all the records that have been set in the sports arena, in the business arena, all of these things. They've been done before, so they can be duplicated. They can be done again. And as a matter of fact, they can be done bigger and better. Now, there's a man, his name is Robert Kiyosaki. He wrote a book called Rich Dad, Poor Dad. And in his book, in my opinion, he's talking about a person's mentality. What, you know, what's your mentality? What the things that you're taught as you're growing up. And some households, you know, children are taught to they're conditioned to conform, just be like everybody else. Just, you know, go to school, get good grades, graduate, get a good job, raise a family, have children, those type things, and then retire. Well, in the real world, it just doesn't work that way. There's a thing in life called life. You know, as you're living, things come up. Well, those things are going to always come up. They're going to always come up. And so you may as well just keep living, doing the things that you plan to do or set in place to do. Keep doing those things. And when those road bumps pop up, hop over them, keep going. Well, let's talk about Rich Dad, Poor Dad. Robert Kiyosaki talks about the information that his rich dad shared with him versus his poor dad. He has a quadrant that he shares with people. And by the way, Robert Kiyosaki is on my website. You can go on the site and click on and get the full message. The website is www.donstravelsite.com, and I'll spell it out for you later. But anyway, he talks about this quadrant. On one side of the quadrant, the information that his poor dad gave him was, you know, what I just talked about. Get a job. I mean, get good grades in school, graduate, get a job. You know, raise a family, those type things. So he was talking to him about being an employee. And so we all know, as an employee, you work for someone else. You're making someone else rich, by the way, if you didn't know. But you work for someone else. And so basically your life is all planned out for you because you're going to work this job. Well, today it's hard to just work one job in a career, but basically you're going to work this job for 40 years, 30, 40 years, while raising your family, and then you're going to retire and hopefully be able to retire comfortably. And then on the other side, on the same side of this quadrant as the employee, is the small business owner. Well, everyone seems to have a dream of owning a business. Well, not everyone, but some people seem to have a dream of owning a business, a small business. As a business owner, you don't work for anyone else. You work for yourself. But here's the deal with being a business owner. If you're there working your business by yourself, certain things that you can't do. You really can't take a vacation because if the money stops coming in. If you stop working, the money stops coming in. You can't get sick, same reason. If you get sick and can't go to work, you can't make any money. So, you know, that's the downside to being a small business owner. You burn yourself out really, really quick because you've got to do all the work. You've got to take care of all the paperwork. Everything is on you. And a small business owner works probably 18 hours a day because he never stops working, actually. And then on the other side of the quadrant is the big business. You know, you have a business, but you also have people. You're surrounded by people that are carrying out certain responsibilities. And so as a big business owner, what you've done is you've created leverage. In other words, your time is your time. You can do more of the things you want to do in life and travel and those type things. And also on this side of the quadrant is the investor. Now, the investor is investing money, and the investor has money working for them. Now, I want to ask everybody out there, did you know that money works just like you and I? And once you put it in place, it works and works and works. Doesn't need a vacation, doesn't get sick. It just works 24/7, 365 days a year. So remember, on one side of this quadrant, you've got the employee and the small business owner. That's the information that the poor dad shared with Robert Kawasaki. And then on the other side of the quadrant, you've got big business and investors. In other words, in big business, you're making enough money to invest your money so your money can work for you, and you'll become an investor. And then when you're an investor, you have total freedom. You can live all over the world. You can do anything you want to do because you don't have to work anymore. Your money is doing all the work for you. And how does money work? Well, there's a magic word. It's called interest. See, money works by something called interest. You either pay interest when you borrow or you earn interest when you save and invest. Now, which would you think makes more sense to you? Would you rather be paying more interest or earning more interest? See, that's the question, and that's the thing. You've got to figure out to put yourself where you want to be. Satawi, we've got lots of information to put out to people to be able to make that change, and it all starts with a mindset. Get that book and read Rich Dad, Poor Dad by Robert Kawasaki. And as I said, if you want to get a shorter version of it, go to my website, www.dawnstravelsite.com, dawnstravelsite.com. Satawi?
All right. Thank you for that powerful information. I mean, and, you know, that's, you know, powerful information to be, you know, to be used and can be applied, you know, to, you know, a lot of different situations. And what we do, we use the information to apply it to the situation that we're involved in, and that is with YTB, your travel biz, and known on the stock market as YTB International. And so we take all of this information and we use it to apply in this particular business that we're part of to help us with acquiring wealth and moving forward. And what I'm going to do next is bring up a presentation that explains the business, a business opportunity presentation, and then we will, after that, close out with some comments around that. Hold on a second while I go to the line and bring up this presentation.
Marketing representative or rep. The travel agent opportunity has an initial fee of under $500 and a $49.95 per month fee. There is no fee or travel agency purchase required to be a rep, and you may choose to participate in one or both of these opportunities. I'd like to take this time to introduce our first speaker, Mr. James Pruitt. Listen to this, folks. He is a national level 4 director with our company. And folks, just like many of you, he started part-time and just in the 4 years has achieved millionaire status. He's won a numerous amount of awards. He's won the Mentors Award, the Team Builders Award, the Travelers Award. He's one of the top power team builders in the nation for the past 3 years in a row. He's in the circle of champions hand-picked by the CEO himself. And listen to this, folks. He is the proud wearer of the President's Club diamond ring, which indicates that his income was over $1 million in the past 12 months with our company. This gentleman has truly been a mentor to me and my family and to many of you as well. And I swear, folks, this man has so much sincerity and dedication that he just has a goal to help as many people reach their goals and dreams. And without further ado, I'd like to introduce to you my friend and our millionaire mentor, Mr. James Pruitt. Are you there, James?
I'm here, Denise, and thank you so much for that very warm introduction, all that you do helping so many people across the country. Ladies and gentlemen, I want to begin tonight by asking you a few questions. How would you like to have a raise without asking a boss? How would you like to earn more money and have more time off, more time to spend with your family and your friends? How would you like to take a fabulous vacation of your choice and generate an income for doing so? Would you like to save money in your taxes? How would you like to be your own boss? Wake up whenever you feel like it. Have complete control of your schedule. Do what you want, when you want, with who you want. Well, folks, if you said yes to any of these questions, you're on the right call tonight, because what we're going to preview for you tonight, folks, is an internet business that you can have from the comfort of your own home that has absolutely no products you ever have to touch or handle or deliver. Folks, there's no products that you have to buy every month, nothing like that. It's in the fastest growing industry in the world, folks, the industry of travel and vacation. What I'd like to talk about tonight very briefly, a little bit about the travel industry, a little bit about our company structure, very specifically about our products, how it works, and how all of that turns into money for you and your family. Think about it right now. Travel industry is the largest industry in the world, folks, and it's going to double in 5 short years because of the baby boomers. You see, a baby boomer retires every 8 seconds for the next 20 years, folks. Now, think about this, ladies and gentlemen. I think it's important to think about that there's currently a shift going on in travel and how people book their travel. Just think, no longer do people use the traditional travel agents anymore. What do they do? They're booking their travel online. Well, listen to this, because our product is your very own full-service, worldwide, online travel agency. Just think of Travelocity. What if you owned Expedia, a real, tangible internet booking engine? The only difference is anytime you or anybody that you know or don't know books travel on your website, this company will pay you 60% of their vendor commission. The vendor commission check will hunt you down, folks. Comes right to your home. And the types of things that can be booked on your website, boy, the things like rental cars and cruises and hotel reservations and airline tickets. But that's not all. There's even like sporting event tickets and concert tickets, theater tickets, theme park tickets, Vegas shows, Broadway shows, book your golf, key times, purchase a car, or even buy your mom flowers. Now, anytime you or anybody that does this on your very own travel website, you earn 60% of their vendor commissions. Let me tell you a little bit about our company, YTB Travel Network, ladies and gentlemen. We are rated number 35 in America and number 11 in leisure travel. Ladies and gentlemen, last year alone, our company booked hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of millions of dollars of travel. Last year alone, we are publicly traded on the stock market and have been changing people's lives by adding an additional stream of income for helping people get paid to do what they already do. Now, let me ask you a question, ladies and gentlemen. What is the average venture capital that it takes to start a traditional business where you live? Whatever you're thinking, I want you to compare that to our one-time setup fee of only $449.95. One time, never again. We all know that expenses so does yours. And with our business, your expenses only come to $49.95. My cable bill more than that. You can't even have a phone line installed for that, much less your overhead and business expenses. But if you listen close, folks, I'm getting ready to share with you how you get this incredible website. Before I do, let me just ask you a question. What is the most effective form of advertising in the world? Well, we all know that it's word-of-mouth advertising, a friend telling a friend about a great movie, a friend telling a friend about a wonderful restaurant. Well, I'm very, very proud that this company, YTB Travel Network, and yourtravelbiz.com, folks, has put together a brilliant business model that allows you to earn income while they do the most effective form of advertising in the world. That's relationship marketing, word-of-mouth marketing. So listen carefully. I'm getting ready to share with you our word-of-mouth compensation plan. It's really very simple. The first thing I want to tell you is how to get your travel website for free. It's really very simple. Anytime you have six RTA referrals to your business and six others that you have referred that become RTAs, now your website becomes free. That $49.95 monthly fee becomes free. That's right. And it's free thereafter, ladies and gentlemen. But that's not all, because listen carefully. Anytime you refer another to the business that becomes an RTA, listen what happens. Now you're going to earn 50% of their income paid by yourtravelbiz.com for the rest of your life. And you earn that 50% match every single week. Let me give you an example. Let's just say that you referred your next-door neighbor to the business. Well, last week she made $400. YourTravelBiz.com is going to pay her all of her $400, but for that one-time fee, that one-time conversation, you're going to receive a 50% match of $200. Take it a step further. Let's say that you referred a real go-getter to your business, became an RTA, and last month that go-getter made $20,000 from YourTravelBiz.com. Guess what? They're going to send him all of his $20,000, but for that one-time conversation, that one-time referral, you're going to earn a 50% match of $10,000. Right now where you work, folks, if you help your friend get a job, will your job pay 50% of that friend's income for the rest of your life? Well, this company does, and we're looking for good people just like you. Let me take it a step further, folks, because when you simply refer one more RTA to your team, now you're at the top of the compensation plan as a power team leader. What that means is that others begin to refer others to their business. Guess what? You now get paid just like you did. You're able to leverage your time and leverage your efforts through the efforts of others. Listen to this, folks. Every time your power team grows by six RTAs, whether you personally refer them or not, it doesn't matter, our company is going to pay you a $1,000 bonus. You can make that once a month, once a week, once per day, once per hour. There's no limit on how many $1,000 bonuses you can make. Why? Because six RTAs somewhere came into your power team. And once your power team grows, ladies and gentlemen, I say it grows, not when you've done it. Once it grows to 100 RTAs, you've earned a minimum of $31,000, folks, because you're going to make a $10,000 bonus every single time that your power team grows by 100 RTAs, whether you refer them or not. I think that's absolutely special, folks. And think about this, ladies and gentlemen. Whenever your total team, whether it's your first team, your power team, or any team, whenever your total team grows to 500 RTAs, but you get to count the efforts of others. You've got a neighbor that has 50 on their team. Someone else has 12 on their team, 100 on theirs. And all together, it equals 500. Now, you become a director with our company. That means you get to share in the company's profits. Do you like sharing company profits? Well, listen carefully, because once you become a director, now you're going to receive a guaranteed profits check every single month, a guaranteed profit service check every month for a minimum of $2,000, folks. But that's not all, because that's in addition to the entire compensation plan. Plus, you're also going to receive free medical insurance and free hospitalization insurance. We're talking free major medical insurance from Blue Cross Blue Shield. You heard me right. Free insurance, absolutely free, folks. But it doesn't stop there, ladies and gentlemen, because as your team continues to grow, so do your bonuses. Folks, we're talking about a $50,000 bonus, a $100,000 bonus, $250,000 bonus, and yes, we even have a $1 million bonus, ladies and gentlemen. Well, I've done an awful lot of talking tonight, and what I want to do, I've shared so much information, I want to pause right now and let you hear from some real people across the country who are experiencing exactly what I'm telling you about. The first gentleman I want to bring on, boy, he really hasn't been involved with YPB very long at all. He's only been able to give a part-time effort, but he's generating a full-time income. Let's go all the way up to the Big Apple of New York and bring on Noah Matos. Are you there, Noah?
Yes, I'm here, James.
Noah, if you would, please, just kind of share your YPB experience with those who are listening on the call tonight.
James, thank you very much for having me on the call. I'm really, really excited. I was this is about a year ago and a couple of months. And 3 months into the business, my wife and I, on a very, very part-time basis, we started getting checks in the mail with a comma in it. And we really got excited. We started to continue working the business. We got out of a $30,000 debt. We were able to purchase a Cadillac Escalade Pearl White with all the toys, navigation system. We're helping a lot of people. We were able to receive two $10,000 bonuses in a five-month period. And we just got notice and from YTV that they have our rings, President's Club rings, indicating that we've earned from $100,000 to $500,000 in a 12-month period. And it's very exciting. This is a business that's changed my life, changed my wife's life. She was able to retire from her job 3 months into the business. James, I want to thank you very much. I want to thank the person who introduced me to this business, Athea Smith. We love her. And thank you, James, for being our mentor and helping us along the way. And we're really, really, really excited. Thank you, James.
$100,000 to $500,000 in income in a 12-month period with just a part-time effort. Congratulations, Noah. You're only about 30 days away from director. I want to be the first to congratulate you. I want to go now from New York all the way down to the Lone Star State and bring on a gentleman who's just been a tremendous impact throughout the entire world in this same industry, folks. He's come to YTB with many successes and been able to create that very same success right here. So please help me welcome to the line from Dallas, Texas, none other than National Director, Mr. Craig Sweet. Are you there, Craig?
I am here, James.
Craig, just kind of share, if you would, just your experience from NYTB coming from another company and being able to just plug in here and create success. What has been your inside view on YTB?
Well, I tell you what, man, I can sum it up with really one word, and that's integrity. You know, it's so good to be able to be a part of a company that was built on integrity. I am so excited about everything that's happening with YTB. I have lots of experience in the industry, but I've never been involved, James, with any type of company that has offered so much and really gives the average person opportunity for success. And that's really what brought me to the table here with YTB, is that this company really understands that the average person, just like Noah's being able to take his business on a part-time level and really create a full-time income. You know, and another thing, James, was it was so many people that that's a part of YTB that has annual incomes, actually monthly, getting paid monthly with the annual income. And I just think that, that was just so special, and I wanted to be a part of it, man. Thank you so much for all that you do. And I really thank you, James, for really staying with me and bringing me aboard to YTB. Back to you.
Craig, I speak on behalf of RTA, thousands of them all over the world. Thank you so much for what you do, and we're very proud of you. Just thanks for all you do. It doesn't go unnoticed. Now I want to go from the Lone Star State all the way down to South Florida where it's sunny and warm, bring on my good friend, Mr. Roland Torres. This is a gentleman that already had the entrepreneurial spirit. He was a small business owner, able to come in aboard with YTB, ladies and gentlemen, and good Lord, listen to this, in under 6 months' time, achieved the top level, earning a serious, serious income. Please help me welcome third-level director, the wearer of the Ruby President's Club ring, indicating, listen to this, that his income has been a minimum of $500,000 to just a hair under $1 million in a 12-month period. Please help me welcome, folks, third-level director, Mr. Roland Torres. How are you today, Roland?
James, I'm doing great. Thanks for having me on the call.
Just kind of share, if you would, Roland, a little bit about your experience and why you think it's so important for people to take action, and how has YTB really benefited you and your family's life?
Well, I tell you what, James, I was always, always time broke. As you know, my wife and I, we owned four traditional businesses. We had an insurance company, printing, income tax, landscaping. I was a head football coach, my son's team, involved in full-time ministry. Man, I had a full load on my back in it, but my pastor called me and said, Roland, you got to come see something. James, when my pastor told me about YTB, I kind of assumed it was one of those things. But I finally decided to go look at it to see what he was, you know, talking about. And when I looked at it, I was like, wow, this makes sense because we travel anyway. I mean, why not, you know, earn the commission? So my wife and I joined right away, James, and what actually did it for us was our first trip in 3 weeks. My wife and I took a trip to Orlando, and we stayed at Nickelodeon Suite. It was $300 a night to stay there. We showed them our YTB credential, and as being a VIP of YTB, they reduced it all the way down to $92. So our entire trip cost us $300. That should have cost us $900. We saved $600 just from our credential. We made our money back. Man, I was so excited. I started telling my friends, my business partners, associates, and the more that I told, the more YTB paid me. And in the first 10 months, my wife and I earned a six-figure salary doing this part-time. Man, I tell you what, I told my wife, you know what, let's get rid of some of these businesses. And we sold three of the businesses. All we're doing is taxes right now. But YTB, this $500 one-time fee has outperformed all four of my traditional businesses because after the overhead and the time spent, I just didn't have time at all. Now, James, I have time to spend with my boys, which is more valuable to me because I was always giving them an excuse of why I couldn't be there. And now, James, I'm always there. So it just changed my life. I'm extremely excited. But what I'm really happy about is I was able to share with a friend, share with my family. My sister is also in YTB, and she's a national director earning, you know, yearly salaries in a month. So she loves her brother even more. And, James, I love you for sharing this business with me. Thank you once again for having me on the call.
Wow, Roland. What a powerful testimony. And I just really appreciate all that you do. Folks, you heard it tonight from real people just like you who are changing things for their family. So if you want to make 2008 the year of new beginnings and give yourself a raise and have more free time, do you like to travel? Would you like to have fun? How would you like to make money? If that's the case, join us, folks. Please join us and tell the person that invited you to this call that you're ready, ready to get your first check with YTB next week. Join us tomorrow night at this same number, 1 hour later at 9:30 Central Time, 10:30 Eastern Time, and invite people you know, sharp people with a business mind, or anybody you know that wants to change things for themselves and start earning your first check next week. We'll see you on the call tomorrow night. On behalf of everybody you heard tonight, God bless you, and join us as we are turning fun into fortune. Good night, everybody.
Right, Monty, we just heard from fabulous director James Pruitt. And, I mean, again, he puts it all together and, you know, shares that powerful business opportunity. And, you know, what else can we say? I'll let you go ahead and share, you know, again, your overview of what he just shared with us.
Man, that was some powerful information, very powerful information. One of the things that I want to say is, and I've got to do more of this also, but the bottom line is that people take vacations, and everybody knows somebody that takes a vacation, including themselves. I mean, most families, once a year, the workers in that household are going to get a week, at a minimum of a week off on their jobs. And so usually what happens is the two spouses or whomever they are, the two are the one bread earners in the family, they coordinate their times and their schedule for when their kids are out of school, usually during summertime, so that they can take a family vacation. And everybody does this. Everybody takes a vacation. Now, some people, their vacation may only be 3 days, 4 days, but everybody takes a vacation. I was somewhere where we were doing a workshop at my son's high school, and afterwards, this young lady came up, and I think she was about 15 or 16 years old, and she asked me a very intelligent question. She said to me, she said, Mr. Mitchell, how does the economy affect your business? How does the economy have any effect on your business? And my response to her, first of all, was, oh, what an intelligent question, because that told me that the information I was putting out, it actually had an effect on her, and she was coming up with some questions that she needed answered. So I told her, I said, well, actually, the economy does not affect our industry directly. And if it does have an effect on our industry, here it is. Let's say you've got a family that's used to, you know, 1 or 2 weeks out of the year in the summertime, they're used to going to Europe or Africa or just somewhere away. And the economy is in a bad state today. Gasoline is cost is out the roof. So this year they're going to still take their 2 weeks, but let's say they don't go to Europe this year. Let's say they're going to keep their travel a little closer to North America. So let's say they go up to Canada, or let's say they go down to the islands, down in the Caribbean islands or somewhere like that. Point being, they are going to still travel. And you got that family that down our way, Winston-Salem, North Carolina, most people, they're going to the beach. They're going to the beaches around our area, Myrtle Beach. You know, they'll go up to Hampton. They're going to go to the beach. Well, they're going to still go to the beach. They may not stay for 5, 6, 7 days. They may stay for 4 days. But the point being, they're going to still travel. So how does travel affect our industry? Not very much, because people have to have these outlets. They work all year long. They're looking forward to that 1 week or those three days of that weekend that they're going to be able to get away and take their family. So this industry keeps going and going and going no matter what the economy is, Satawi.
That's so true. That's so true. I mean, you know, people are going to travel. People, and that's one of the things we tell people in terms of this business, and not knocking other, people's products and putting other people's products down. But when it comes to lotions and potions and the other kind of things, well, you know, if the budget get tight, you know, they'll decide, well, I'm not buying that lotion this month. But when it comes time to have that time off and they want to go travel, I mean, you know, people, they do all kind of sacrifices to go and travel. And, again, the thing is what we market recess and recreation, and people are always looking for that. I mean, I've even had situations where people work and, you know, the people told them, say, you know what, you know, you cranky, you need a vacation, go take a week off. So, you know, we're in a very unique industry in terms of, you know, the travel industry and what we have to offer. And, you know, it's so exciting, you know, to be able to offer this opportunity to people. And one of the things that was interesting, Roland Torres mentioned that, you know, his pastor got him to look at, you know, this business. And then he got involved with marketing the business and building himself a company. But also, there was something in it for his church, and you're our specialist on our team that helps with nonprofits. And you know, I'm looking at the switchboard. We have a couple of people I know out there that are very involved in their churches and stuff. Share with us about the Passport to Giving program, if you would, please, Monticello, so that people don't think we're just talking just about individuals coming in and acquiring wealth, but also a way in which we can help churches and nonprofits?
Well, I was talking with someone yesterday, and I was explaining to them that there are two dimensions to this business. There are two different opportunities, two different positions within our business, but there are two dimensions in what we do. And those two dimensions basically are for-profit and non-profit. So you could do one or the other or both, in which I've chosen to do them both. But the Passport to Giving program is the non-profit side of what we do, and it boils down to this. As we've said before, people are going to vacation. People are going to travel. Nonprofits have, they're running into this thing where they're coming up short on their money. You know, the grant situation, applying for grants, it's been the way that a lot of them survive. But believe it or not, their grant money is drying up, and people are giving less and less money. As the economy does tighten, there are some industries that are affected by that. And one of the biggest industries that are affected by that is the nonprofit industry, because they depend on people donating donating money or applying for these grants, which is also donated money. And this stuff is drying up. This money is drying up. Well, our company has an awesome program whereby you take your contributors, people that contribute to you, your constituents, people that work inside your nonprofit, all of these people travel. As we were talking about before, everybody takes a vacation. Well, it's no different from the people that are associated with your organization. They travel. They take vacation. So doesn't it just make sense for your organization to own their own travel site, their own travel store, travel site, where members and the people that are associated with your organization, they can book their travel on your organization's travel site, and as a result of that, your organization will receive 60% of the vendor-generated commission. Now, doesn't that just make sense? This thing works 24/7. Once you put it in place, it works like money. It just works and works and works. Now, do people book travel at 2 and 3 in the morning? Yes, they do. Guess what? If you've got the site and you've got the communication out to them, which we will show you how to do, by the way, how to market your site, these people are going to book with you, and they get to do two things at one time. First of all, they get to book their travel and put everything in place for their travel, but also they're making a donation to their favorite cause, their favorite nonprofit, their favorite charity. So this nonprofit donation is tremendous. I mean, anybody can do it. So my thought is this. Doesn't it just make sense for your favorite nonprofit or charity to own a travel site for you to book your travel on? Are you still there?
Yeah, I'm still here.
Okay.
That is so powerful for people out there who, want to contribute to their church or their child's in the Boy Scouts or any of those organizations, as Coach Lloyd Thomas says, that have great causes but little money. Great causes but little money. The Passport to Giving program is a powerful, powerful program that people can use to help their organization be able to accomplish the goals that they're seeking to do, but running out of money and burning people out with fish fries, 50-50 raffles, bake sales. Monty, share the example of that cruise example that the company uses to show people the type of money that they can make if a church or a nonprofit was able to book a cruise.
Well, this church that sponsors a cruise every year as a way to basically diversify, from just meeting in the church. Let's do something fun. They sponsor a cruise every year for their members and friends and family of their members that people can sign up to take. And this cruise, generally it's about $2,400 for this cruise. I think it's a 7-day cruise. And this is an actual example. But out of out of the advertising and stuff for the annual cruise, 100 people signed up for this cruise, 100 people. And as a result of that cruise, you know, they signed up and they booked their travel. They booked their cruise. They booked their travel plans on the organization's, the church's travel site. Everybody booked their travel on that site. And so that doesn't mean that someone at the church was waiting and people come in and the church didn't have to handle any money. They didn't have to actually do anything. They just put the information out there. 100 people decided that they were going to go on a cruise. So they went to the church's travel site, booked their travel for that cruise, and as a result of that, that church earned $24,000. Now, let me ask you, how many fish fries, how many car washes, how many bake sales would they have to do to earn $24,000, Satawi?
Man, you know, speaking from the point of view of also having a nonprofit, that's a lot of fish fries to do. The best I ever did on a supper was made about $200 and was tired for 3 days. Because
labor intensive.
You know, labor intensive. And as you said, you know, with this passport to giving program, the people get an account manager, and all they do is they basically have their site. Their site is up. People go to their site. Every time they book travel, the church can plan group trips and make tremendous, tremendous amount of money to help them with their cause. So as you said, you know, there's two sides to the business. There's the side where for those of us that want to increase our bottom line, that bottom line might just mean, you know, extra $500 to $1,000 a month doing the business part-time. Then there's some of us that might be interested, as we started off earlier on the show, about you're born to be great, that might look to do some great things and pass a legacy on to their family in terms of becoming financially independent, and people that want to make $100,000, $150,000, $200,000 a month, I mean, which is not far-fetched people. We got people in this business that make $200,000, $300,000 a month. And again, you know, tremendous, tremendous, tremendous opportunity. And as we wrap up today, you know, I want to thank people for listening in. I'm going to go to the phone line here a second and bring up a person that's been listening in that I also have been communicating with through another person. Hello, Sister Strickland, you there? Hello? Hold on here. Try this again.
Hello?
Hello, Sister Strickland, you there?
Yes, I'm here.
How you doing today? As I'm wrapping up my show, one of the things I always do is also help promote other people's home-based businesses, and I know you do website designing. You want to take a second and share people your site and your show on Blog Talk and what you think about our show today?
Well, thank you. I thank you for the opportunity. And my name is Janine Strickland. And as the man of God said, I am an independent website designer. You can reach me by going to my website. It's www.anointedwebsitedesigns.com. And that's AnointedWebsiteDesigns. .com, and on there you can reach me via my email address, info@anointedwebsitedesigns. You can take a look at my portfolio page and look at the various designs that I've done thus far. And I just came on, man of God, to support your show. I like to support people in their endeavors because I like to be supported as well, so I just came on to support you on today.
All right. Thank you for your support, and, you know, same here. You know what? That's why I wanted to So I wrapped up that people know about what you do, because we also try to promote other people that are doing their home-based business thing, because even though we have a particular opportunity with your people to find whatever opportunity that God has anointed them with and, you know, to pursue it. And so thank you for joining in. And as we wrap up today, folks, you know, join us tomorrow night for another edition of Home-Based Business 101. And what we do on Monday nights, we do You Cannot Win If You Don't Plug In. And what that means is basically whatever system you're involved in, as we focus on ours, is that it works if you work it. But if you don't work, don't ask God to bless you when you're not working. Mike, you got anything to say in our last 30 seconds?
You know, people are always praying to God about things. Well, here's how it works. If you don't put action with that prayer, it's never going to work. And to the lady that with the business, ma'am, when you travel, book it with Satawi. Satawi will give you that website. Book it with him. Thanks, Satawi.
All right. And, hey, till tomorrow night, it's my time.
Talk Radio.